Hello, hello, Zed News listeners. Welcome back to your favorite spot for insightful analysis, a sprinkle of wit, and those little light bulb moments that make you go hum. Today's episode is number 498, only two more to the big 500. So, let's make this a memorable one, shall we? Now, we start with a theme that's as old as time, respect and mourning and the politics that often try to hijack it. Zambia recently lost former President Edgar Lungu, and as the nation comes together to honor his legacy, there's a quiet plea from the United Party for National Development, the UPND, to the Patriotic Front, asking them to refrain from politicizing the funeral. They're saying, let's give Lungu a dignified send-off, put aside partisan squabbles, and focus on unity. It's a reminder that even in death, our politics can sometimes overshadow our humanity. Ironically, this echoes the age-old dilemma, how do we mourn collectively when political hatchets are still buried in the ground? Speaking of honoring the departed, there's an interesting twist. While the government has promised Lungu full military honors and is still confirming when his remains will arrive home, the repatriation status remains uncertain. The families involved, and the nation holds its breath. It's almost like waiting for the final chapter in a very emotional book. And amidst this, some folks, including opposition voices, are questioning whether the government's transparency is enough. It's a delicate dance, respect, protocol, and public trust, especially when political narratives clash. But it's not all about mourning. Zambia's political landscape is still lively, just look at what's happening within the PF. Reports suggest some leaders are using Lungu's funeral to position themselves for party leadership. Enoch Kavindal warns that this internal power play risks tearing the party apart, and honestly, it's a classic case of trying to dance on someone's grave, metaphorically speaking, of course. It's a stark reminder that even in times of solemnity, political ambitions don't take a holiday. Now, shifting gears to law and order, Serenia District saw a riot that led to the arrest of 110 suspects. The violence targeted government property, which is concerning because it hints at underlying discontent possibly simmering under the surface. The police response was swift, but it's a wake-up call. When grievances boil over into destruction, society needs not just security but genuine dialogue. That's how the social fabric can be mended rather than torn further. On a more personal note, there's a case that hits close to home. A young mother, just 25, pleads not guilty to deserting her 3-month-old baby. It's a painful story that underscores the struggles faced by young parents, especially when support systems are lacking. It reminds us that behind every headline, there's a human story, fragile, complex, deserving of compassion and understanding. And speaking of governance and accountability, the UKA chairperson, Sakwiba Sikota, has accused Justice Minister Princess Kasune of misusing taxpayer funds for a nationwide tour to consult traditional leaders on the Constitution Amendment No. 7 without proper budget approval. The allegation highlights the ongoing challenge of transparency, how our leaders use public resources. It's a reminder that governance isn't just about policies but also about the integrity with which they're executed. As we keep fighting for reforms that make our democracy stronger, this is a crucial piece of the puzzle. Interestingly, this connects to the wider discourse on electoral reforms. The Chapter 1 Foundation commends the Electoral Reform Technical Committee's proposals but notes that constitutional and legal frameworks may hinder their implementation. It's like trying to upgrade your phone software on an outdated operating system, you need the right foundation for progress. Without constitutional reforms, even the best ideas risk remaining just that, ideas. On the social media front, the committee also recommends harmonizing the Electronic Transactions and Cyber Crimes Acts to better address online election interference. As social media becomes more central to political discourse, ensuring its regulation is robust enough to preserve integrity without stifling free speech remains a tricky balancing act. It's a digital age dilemma. How do we protect democracy in the virtual space? Now, a bit more somber, but equally important, the tragic case of a young woman in Zambia who's facing charges of deserting her infant. It raises questions about societal support structures. Are we doing enough for vulnerable families? Or are we leaving them to navigate storms alone? That's a reflection we should all ponder. How do we build communities where no one feels they have to abandon hope or their children? And while we're talking about social issues, the government has denied allegations of a travel ban on Lungu, clarifying that no such restrictions exist. They also dismissed claims of poisoning, emphasizing that they're committed to transparency. But the political landscape is like a game of chess, every move scrutinized, every claim dissected. With tensions between the ruling UPND and opposition PF still simmering, the stakes have never been higher for trust and accountability. Finally, to wrap up today's stories, Zambia's national football team has crashed out of the COSAFA Cup after a goalless draw, ending their hopes of an eighth title. As much as football is just a game, it's also a mirror, reflecting the state of our sports development, team strategy, and sometimes, our resilience in the face of setbacks. It's a reminder that even champions face defeats, but what matters is how they bounce back. And with all this talk of leaders and legacies, I want to leave you with a question. Consider this: in the midst of mourning, political power struggles, and societal challenges, how can Zambia forge a unifying vision that transcends individual legacies and party rivalries? Because in the end, true nation building begins with each of us asking, what role will I play in shaping that future? That's our time for today. I'm Ayanda, and as always, I thank you for tuning in. Keep pondering, keep questioning, and until tomorrow, stay thoughtful, stay inspired.